Good evening again, my dear brethren. Welcome to the 18th episode of my council. I remain your anchor, Oyeniran Daniel Olutola. I believe our month so far has been wonderful. Today we shall be talking about a new topic which is called My Trust in God. How much trust did you and I have in Jesus Christ? The place we shall be considering in our Bible is the book of Psalm 23. But our point of emphasis shall be the verse 4 of the chapter. Before we move ahead, let us pray. Father, teach us in these words so that we can have more trust in you and your words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What are you passing through which is beyond your strength, understanding, or knowledge? Did you think all hope is lost and you want to give up? My friends, I have a good news for you. Let's quickly look at the book of Psalm, chapter 23, verse 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me." So which tribulation or which difficulty are you passing through at this time of the year? You have planned a very big thing in the beginning of the year, but here you are in the month of September. Nothing is forthcoming. Did you think all hope is lost? I want to let you know that giving up or backsliding will not solve those problems of yours. The only thing which is the only antidote for such failure or such difficulty you have been passing through throughout the year is just by doing one thing. It's just for you to trust in God. That psalm says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's like someone which is already in coma, only breathing with oxygen. A person is already at the valley of death. There is no hope of coming back alive. Only few people do. The only option such an individual's family have is to trust in God. Let's say your own issue is far bigger than that or far lesser than that. Therefore, the only thing that can comfort you is to trust in the Lord. The list is endless in the Bible of people at difficult position, but because they trust in the Lord, their difficult situations was turned to blessing. We can mention Daniel. We can mention Joseph. We can mention David. We can mention Esther. You can mention Ruth. can mention the three Hebrews. You can mention as many apostles in the New Testament as much as possible. Their situation is hopeless. But despite that, they trust in the Lord. Or what can we say of this wealthy man called Job? With beautiful wives and daughters, with handsome sons. And to crown it all with all his riches, is a righteous man to the God. God himself proclaimed him righteous. So what are we going to say about such a man? He must have everything he wants, including God. But enter tribulations because God boasts about him to Satan. Let's say God have not even boasted about you, but you have entered this tribulation you are now. When we say tribulation is not as a result of hospital or because you have a very big problem, but that health challenges that you have, that lack of finances, that problem in your marital life, that issue in the family, that issue in the life of your children, they are tribulations. You confront serious problem in your academics, is a tribulation. I believe you should have a presentable reason not to have trust in God. That is the man Job. With everything and his trust in the Lord, with all his work for God, he still faced this tribulation. It could have just been good enough for him to say he's not serving God again. But mind you, this would have worsened his situation. Because God would have been disappointed about him and he would have handed him over totally to Satan. But despite all that, he broke all odds and firmly trust in God the more. He trusted him more, far more than he was when he was not facing any tribulation. And at the end of the day, what happened to him? His riches was restored in double folds because he trusted in God. He has double fold of his animals, more beautiful children, and his life became a testimony to his friends. Therefore, friends, brethren, whatever the circumstances you are in this particular period, this word is coming to you. The only word God is saying to you now is to trust in him. As you trust in him, he shall renew your strength. When the Lord return the captivity of the Zion, they be like those that were dreaming. I say today, by the power of the Almighty God, all your stolen victories, stolen comforts, stolen enjoyment shall be restored back to you in many folds in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the word you have spoken to us this evening. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. Amen. Now we are moving to the second part of today's episode from our sister. Listen and God will bless you through the word.
Good evening once again. You are welcome to the second part of my counsel for this episode. My name is Mary Buluatife. I'll be giving some tips about relationship. Now I'll be talking on desperation today. We've observed that many singles are desperate to get married, and it ought not to be. I would advise that you should not be desperate to get married. Some people are already married, hoping to be single again. So it's better to wait, because if you are desperate to get married, if you are desperate, you marry a wrong man, number one. You will be enduring the marriage because you will not enjoy it. The man will see you as a cheap lady, so he won't even treat you with any iota of respect. So you endure, like I've said the other time, you will endure the marriage. It will make you marry a wrong man that will not even add value to your life. So see you next week for another episode. Alright, bye, thanks, and remain blessed.
I believe God has spoken to you through the few tips about marriage that our sister has spoken to you. Desperation. She admonishes us to keep calm and wait on the Lord. That is still trusting God. Have a wonderful weekend, friends, and God bless you. Thank you for listening.